דבר השם אל מוישה ואלאו אין לימה. זוי זכוק הסתוירו אשר ציבו השם לימה. תרגום סז, זוי זכוק הסתוירו דוג זיירה סוירייסו. מגן אברהם, שכונו וכנסים את תוף קוף פי is the days that is a minic to make a tainis. מגן אברהם בגזדם בסיים שפר התניה, תניה הקדמיים. ביום שישי פרשה סחוקס נוהגו יחידים לישאנס. Remember I went on Friday to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, I was learning every Friday. 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. Until his Rebbetzin would kick me out before I'd look at Sneris. She reminded me, she would come and kick me out of the house. Huh?
Yeah.
So, I came in Friday, I took a cup of drink. Now we're hitting Lisanus. Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, but you don't know what we're going to have. You're drinking, at least the tzina. You're not embarrassed to drink it. Everyone knows that you're not yechidim. So the Magen Avraham state, why? Erev Parsh, Yom Shishi, this week, every time Friday, Parshas Sukkos, Nogi yechidim leisanes. V'nichtav lezikorin ma'she'era biyomeinu al reva v'neseinu, she'nisref v'teres elokeinu, בשנת 5,000 ו-400 לבריאת העולם ביום שישי פרשת זכוק הסתירה 24 carriages full with ספרי תלמוד הלוכס והגודס in France. Why is this Alamo France? We had problems, yeah? כאשר שמענו לשמוע האויזן וגם הרבונים שהיו שם שעושו שיילס חלוים לדעס עם גזירים מאיס הבוירה. Like, you know, מתיר רבי שמואל לדעסים גזירים מפני עד עיניימוי וישיבו להם דור גזיר עשוי רייסה. זוי זכוק הסתירה גזירי מאויסה היום ואילך קבוע יחיל לסענס ביום ואו פרש הזכוק הס ולא יקבוע לימי החוידש. They didn't make it in the date and the month that it happened. They did it not in the date of the month that it happened. They did it in Erev Shabbos Parsh HaSchuk HaS. So I remember the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso explained to me, so what is the pshat? Every tainis in the world we do lefi the day. Yom Shemais Be'ovid, Yom Shemais Be'gedal, Yom Achikam. Here, Dog Zeh Asiraise, Friday Erev Shabbos Parsh HaSchukos was 24 carriages full with Sforim or Burn, so the Yechidim fast every... By us in Yiddishkeit we go lefi dates. Every day. So Weistois, that the answer in the Shalat Chalom was that it didn't happen because of the date. It happened because Parsha Schukas, Zoy Schukas Atayra, Dog Zera Seraisa. So it happened because Parsha Schukas. So every Friday Parsha Schukas is a tainis. So the Shalat is, what is the Shachis to Parsha Schukas? She said, Zoy Schukas Atayra, Dog Zera Seraisa. And this Friday the Tayra gets offered. So we have to fast. What's in the Pshat? Friday something happens that you have to fast? The pshat is, that's what he said. We'll see in a second. Adam Kiyomus Ba'oyel, Parsha Schukas symbolize Amolo V'yegiyosa Shel Teira. And when it's a Rifyin and Teira, Parsha Schukas is Tivea the Elboin and a Gzeire comes. And it's a Chiyuv to fast to save the Gzeire. So a person has to, on this Friday at least, to Mechazek, to be Omer B'Teira, Yogea b'toira, shakua b'toira. Zoi zchukas ha-toira. B'salei v'ifrek takash. Rashi says, Zoi zchukas ha-toira lefi she'asoton ve'umas ha-oilom moine misisro ha-loimah ma ha-mitzvah ha-zois, ma ha-tam yesh bo. Lefi chokosa b'chuko gzeiroi milafonai ve'in lecho reshus le'arech achar. Poradum is a gzeiroi milafonai ve'ein locho reshus lehar. What is the gzeire? Metames atoirim, metaires atmeim. Shlomi HaMelech says, Amarti echkomo v'yirechoyko mimeni. Zog the Gemara, ze medrash, zu parshas Pora Adumo. Every mitzvah David HaMelech found the reasons, the timing. It came to Pora Adumo, David HaMelech says, Amarti echkomo v'yirechoyko mimeni. I don't know pshat. Shasotu v'musarilo, moinim es Yisrael, matam mitzvah zu, nefich orkosa b'chuka. So first I want to say, Givaldi Givald from the Chiddush Harim. Everyone knows the Medrash with Doma ben Asina. Loshen HaMedrash and Doma ben Asina is more in Kiddushin of Lamedal. And Heichon Kibudav, Tzur v'rum ha'osev et kichov imecho ba'ashkelein, v'Doma ben Asina shmei. V'amachas bikshu chachom im pargamatki b'shishim riboy, was the stone. V'yom avteach muna tachas marashay zav shalovi v'lo yitzi haroi. אמר שמואל, הדרך לכיבודיו, ביקשו רחוק מעוונים לאיפות בשישים ריבוי שכר, בשמונים ריבוי, והוא מפתח מונח, ולהציע רוי לשון האחר, אז נוסע הקדוש ברוך הוא סחורוי, שנול לא ליפורו אדומו בעדרוי, נכנסו חך מישראל אצל יום עליהם, יודע אני מכם, שמבקש לכם כל מומן שבו אילו, אתם לא יסדים לי, אלא אין אני מבקש מכם, אלא יש מומן שיחסרתי, שיפסדתי, בשביל כיבודיו ואין. Doma ben Asina did a kibudav. The goy Doma ben Asina did a kibudav. Chachomim wanted to make business with him. On one man, the Omer, they needed stones for the eifoy. They came to ask him. They offered him 80 riboy, 800,000 zuz. He said, I can't. My father is sleeping. The key is under his pillow. Shana achers, Hashem paid him back. He had a por adumo. Chachazal came. Chachomim came. He told him, I know you will offer me, but at least give me what I lost. Give me my loss. Zog de chidush harim. I heard it yesterday. I never heard such a nice word. Why could Kadosh Baruch Hu pay Doma ben Asina? Maybe I heard about that. Why Hashem paid Doma ben Asina por ha'aduma? He gave for kibudav shishim riboy, 80 riboy. Kol hakavod. Make him to find a huge oitzo, and we'll get the money. Look how it looked in Klai's stall. He has the stalls for the chesh, and he has the poor aduba. This guy is the Mr. Everything, yeah? Why? So maybe he wanted, Chazal will know that everyone will know that he got back his money. So the Chidush Harim, after the Doma ben Asina made his Mesirus Nefesh for Kibud Avaim, was a huge kitur. Look what a guy does for Kibbutz. 800,000 zuz. He was masking to lose for Kibbutz. Shomayim started a kitrug and Klal Yisrael. Here these bochim sometimes don't say hello to their father, don't call. I mean, kitrug, look what a guy could do for Kibbutz. Hashem said, I will show you. Bonai Chavivai. I will give him a Pora Aduma. And how much they paid him? 800, right? It was not worth it. The diamond was worth it. It was the diamond that was worth that amount of money. Yeah. A guy is asking to lose 800,000 zuz for a mitzvah that makes sense, not to wake up a father. A guy is asking to do that. But for a mitzvah that doesn't make sense, they're not asking. Klal Yisrael will pay 800 zuz for a pora aduma that doesn't make sense because Hashem said it. Klal Yisrael, I'm asking for the chukah to pay money. This is the godless. I remember once I heard a radio report. He was going in the Misharim, and the guy was going off his mind. People paying $200 for an esrog. It was mamish nispah. I said, 200 is cheap, I told him. I'll tell you, my esrog, I'll show you, worth much more. I didn't have, like, what is nispah? $200 for an esrog, big deal. I know it's a lot of money. Don't think I don't know it's a lot of money, but big deal. Till I chapped, the guy said, yeah, but you don't eat it even after a week, you throw it to the garbage. They don't mind that people build a nice base yeshaya, put nice plaques. This, they don't mind. They know, people like it. It's a nice thing. This, they don't wonder. People also do nice flowers in the university. Also nice buildings. They have nice buildings in the world. They have nice bridges. But they will not pay so much money for an esrog that you just throw it to the garbage. Something that is useless, that the guy doesn't understand. This doesn't make sense. to buy this apple and then to throw them away. So, they also pay for a kind of special fish. They'll pay $100. How about you eat it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that this guy will see that the tikkun was that Klal Yisrael amoytzi mamen for the chukah. You have to understand, we are already in a generation that no one talks to us. Rashi says she'asotan ve'almasa'olam ha'yumayinim es Yisrael. Today, you know, we're already the system, we don't understand nothing, so we just do everything already, yeah? But it was a time when the goyim argued the Klal Yisrael, mitzvahs that didn't make sense was very hard for people to keep. Just didn't make sense for people to keep it. So the tikkun was that Klal Yisrael when Moisa Nefesh the same amount of money, v'kach niskaper akitrug al Klal Yisrael and the kibuda. As I said, the chiddush ha'ari. V'nitvi, aber steht that the pora aduma is a choyk. Freg de beis alevi, it's a choyk. Chazal say, tovoi aim, v'techaper tzoyaz bno. They did the egel. Pora aduma cleans the egel. Tovoi aim, v'techaper tzoyaz bno. The Kliyoko says, "Tam givaldi kipshat." How the pora is mechaper the egel? Cow is mechaper the egel. How it's mechaper the egel? How it's mechaper the egel? So the Kliyoko says a pshatl. He says that when Klal Yisrael went Maimed Har Sinai, Toskos are Muslim, they would not die anymore. So if they would have to die, Hashem would make a Mrs. Nashika, but no more Malachamovis. The tumor only comes from the knife of the Malachamovis. Chazal say that Rebbe that was Niftor Alpi Neshika, you're allowed to be Metamel Rebbe. So maybe without the Egel will be no tumor. So because the Egel is a tumor, so the cow is Mechab. And we call okay, the Bisalevi Frank the Kash. Frank the Bisalevi, Mitzad Echot Chazal tell us that Pora Aduma is a Choik. Gzeiro in Milefonai. Amarti Ech Koma Vire Choiko Mimeni. And Mitzad Sheini, we see Tova Yain v'techaper Tzoyas Bno. Sok de Bisalevi a big yesoit. What was the Heftze of the Chet HaEgel? People think that the Heftze of the Chet HaEgel was Avodah Zarah. People that saw the Ribbono Shel Olam talk. Had Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, Aaron HaKoyen, they saw Mon. They were living in a world full with Nisim. How they could come to a chait of the eagle? The Teretzes, Chazal say, they didn't come to a chait. They wanted to do Eved Avodah Zarah. They felt there's no money. Zeo Yish Moshe, the Sultan showed the Moshe died. We need a money. They used Shemes, they used Shem Hashem. They put a Shem Hashem. They believed in Hashem. Yeah, they took Shem Hashem. They put it into the cow. The cow said, "Anoichi Hashem Alekecho." Who was the one that was cooking it? Aaron Bechu, Aaron. It's not baby Shazachim, a little picture, a mask. Yeah? It was a Choshev Zach. And they were toyed. What was the taina on them? Hashem said, "Kol pesel v'chol tmuno." Kol pesel v'chol tmuno lo yisasu lachem. Don't make cheshbeines. I said no. I is no manik. Hashem will help. I, it doesn't make sense. It will work out. So the chet of the egel was, they thought that they're smart. They thought that they could decide what to do. Hashem gave them a mitzvah. And in this mitzvah, doesn't make sense. Lamosha. Shabbos Kodesh, yeah, Eilik, everyone is masking to sing Nigunim Lel Shabbos. Yeah, everyone is masking to shock the Lulav, yeah, na nuim ruim, the jump aherain, yeah, it's not so hard. Everyone is masking. Shavuos night, yeah, learn Torah, everything is easy. I will give you a mitzvah that doesn't make sense. Not only doesn't make sense, the opposite. If it's metayah, why it's metame? It's metame, something looks wrong here. This doesn't make sense. It's Eilik, so why the one that does this Tomei? It's Thomas, why do you want to do that? If you will do that mitzvah, this is the kapora for the Chet HaEgel. To be the opposite, this is the kapora for the Chet HaEgel. Tovoyeim v'techaper avoin bno. This is the way you fix the Chet. This is a kapora. So both Chazalim are true. Shlomo Sa'ilam say it doesn't make sense. How it works, we don't know. Shlomo HaMelech tried to figure and he didn't manage to figure. And he will never manage to figure. Because if Shlomo HaMelech will manage to figure, it lost the purpose of the mitzvah. If Shlomo will realize that when you do that, the malachim from the left and the right mix and it becomes tar, so it makes sense. So it's not hard to do it. It has to be that it doesn't make sense. And I'm going back to the first vault of the Chiddush Harim. So we don't know nothing. We know in the Esrog like we know in the Parah Aduma Be'erich, yeah? So b'meile, we don't hear the vault of the Chiddush Harim enough. But the ones that understood that this was the mitzvah that Chachmei Yisrael said just doesn't make sense, even in all of the Olamos and all of the Sforim HaKadoshim, just doesn't make sense. And there they were masking to give the money. We're not holding in a generation, like someone once argued with Eppes. So the Steinbler told him, listen, you think that you're smarter from Rabbi Yashir? Maybe. You think you're smarter from the Chafetz Chaim? You think you have a better cup from Rabbi Kivayegah? No. Rabbi Kivayegah taught that the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave makes sense. So you have a kasha and the parsha, two parshas doesn't work out to you, and you think that you could, who are you? You don't have to believe. If you all that these people were smarter from you and they knew what they're talking about, Parah Aduma, the smartest people could not figure it out. Shlomo said, this doesn't make sense. I know everything about Yiddishkeit doesn't make sense. But we have to do it. This was the Choyk. It says in Bina Beis Hamikdash was the Kapore for Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Vayas Betzal Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. I think 52 times. And Vayakil Pekudeh. Zog, maybe I'm wrong in the number. Zog them, Bisalevi, Bezalel knew Lechaven Kavonas. He knew to do the Oroin for the same reason that Hashem said to do the Oroin. He knew how the Oroin works in the Galgalim and the Oilomis. Sheyodea Lach Shemachshevois. But he didn't do it because of that. He did it because Hashem said to do it. Then he was Mechashel Cheshboinus. You have to do it. I remember it was a group once that wanted to do Kirov in Russia. The way they did there in Kirov in Russia, they would bring vodka, the drink there, and they would make parties, and they would dance and dance. And then, slowly, slowly, after a couple of days, they got very Hamish with them, they made a seminary, another seminary, and then slowly, slowly, the men went to here, the women went to here, then they sent them to Israel. 4 years, 80% Yingalite with beards. So they came to speak to Rav Shach. Rav Shach said, "Bishum pani va'ifa not to do it." So Hashem doesn't need from people. He manages without them. Hashem needs to listen to him. You're taking people and making a mix dancing? Hashem doesn't want it. No, but these people are not sure they're going to miss us anyway. And 4 years, beards and yarmulkes. Shabbos candles. Hashem doesn't need it. He needs you to listen. Hashem is not investing. It's worth to make a little avega. Again, you have to ask Mudav Shechal Shabbos Achas, ask the Rabbonim Aloch Lemaise. He was against that Kiruv organization. Maybe he had more things against it. But let me show you. But the Yesod is one. What was the Yesod? We don't make cheshbonos. We do what is right. A person sometimes is in the middle of davening. He thinks I'll rush davening. Have a friend. Hashem wants you to daven. Don't help your friend. That's it. It's not someone faints, you have to pick him up. Sometimes a guy, I mean, all the mitzvahs in the world. It's lashonara, he feels, yeah. It's good, I'll go away for 2 days. I'll be chesh, I'll go away for 2 days. I'll eat in tzfas in a place, you don't know if it's kosher or not. They tell you the guy keeps kashers. You go to the chevron, you eat by a guy. Then you find out that he doesn't eat badatz. Everything else he eats, chutz badatz. And you think you're a kosher guy. You're not allowed to do these things. You have to know, I have to do what Hashem tells me to do. I don't eat without a hechsher. I don't go away. I don't. I'm cheshbein l'shamayim. If I'll daven in the plane, people will think, I'm not going now. Maybe it's hard to daven in the back. I'm not going. So people will think, maybe take a yarmulke. People in the street also don't like it. Don't start with cheshboinus. Kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. Zoy zchuk es apor atoiro. Then we learn in our parsha, the full parsha. Zoy zchuk es apor atoiro. I'm sure a couple more words. whole parsha of the Torah Aduma. Zois ha-toiro, odom ki yomus ba-oyel. Zois ha-toiro, odom ki yomus ba-oyel. Ein divreteire miskaimim elo b'mi shemei misatzmoy oleo. Divreteire enet miskaim elo b'mi shemei misatzmoy oleo. So a lot of times you have a bochur, you don't understand. Imam Shlunz every night till 11 o'clock. Second Seder full, morning Seder full, Friday Shabbos. And he doesn't become a Talmid Chochem, you don't know why. The answer is very partial. Every time when he's tired by night, he finishes to learn. Normally it happens 12 o'clock. Every time when he's tired Friday, little Shabbos, he goes to sleep. It happens 11 o'clock by night. Most of Shabbos, it happens 11 o'clock by night. He doesn't stand. I'm the best guy in Yeshiva. So why am I not becoming Talmid Chochem? He's not Mei Misatzma. Mei Misatzma means when he's very tired, now he puts his feet in a bucket of water and sits and learns. Oh. Or like he learns standing, then when he falls asleep, he has to wake up. Or he sits on top of a stand and he falls up and gets a bang, so he can't fall asleep. I'm not saying every night. I'm not saying every day. But a person sometimes could pass life. He was never made misatzmoy. Every time when it was very hard, he took vacation. Every time when it was Seder, he needs a break, so he goes out for a minute. I'm not saying the bad boys that go down to drink. The terrible boys that go out to eat. The more from terrible, they go back to the deer in the middle. Yeah? These are bichlishkin boch. I don't have to be here, bichlal. But I'm speaking about the one that goes on for a minute. I'm not saying every time not. But when you may misa, ein divreteirem niknim, elo b'misha may misa atzmoy. Not it's better, ein. So the shaila is, why it's in this parsha? This is a good message. I was put in Bereshis right away somewhere. Wait, the parsha's by Midbar on the end of summer's man, when I already don't listen to the parsha, to know, so he's focused on Torah, Adam ki Yomus ba'ayel. So I heard a gevaldi kipshat. It's a lot of pshat. I heard a gevaldi kipshat. Chassidish pshat. You know, when, how you become tame? How you become tame? Touch a mess. Negiyah. There's another way you become tame. Ayel, you walk into the room. I want to tell you, in learning, it doesn't help to touch. I touch, I have shaykhs to the Talmid Chacham. He's in the oil, I go into Beis Yishai, I'm in the oil. And Teire is that Shiyom Yisatz me b'oil. Don't think it's like Tuma. Person will say, Kal v'chaymer. Mi da toiva meruba mi da poranis. If in Tuma I just touch, I become Tame. I just walk into the room of the Tuma, I become Tame. Because I think Kula Sagit has a kachu da kushal Teire. Mi da toiva meruba mi da poranis. So if mi da ro, I touch, sach mi da toiva, sach sach besser. So avade on avade. One thing is different. Here it goes different. Ein divreteihem miskaimim elo b'mishe mei misatz moyoleo. But I heard a Gvaldik Maise. It's not for your level really, but I heard it 2 days ago by my son, had a bar mitzvah in the cheder. So they do for all for the kids, they do a special bar mitzvah. It's a beautiful thing, God. I don't remember they had in my days. So the Rebbe spoke to the kids, and Zoysuka Satere, Mei Misatzmoy. So he had to explain to the kids, and then what is the pshat, Mei Misatzmoy? So he explained to them with a mashal. So it was a guy. The doctors told him that he has to go for walks, for help. So he decided to take big walks. He had a lot to take walks for. So he made big, big circles. Okay, so he's taking one walk out of the city. He gets a phone call from his wife. She needs an emergency. He has to come right back. She didn't know that he also walks. So he had to take a shortcut. The only way to take a shortcut was to cut through the Beis HaKvaros. It was very late by night. So he walks through the Beis HaKvaros. It's scary. Before he knows, it was an open caver. He falls down. It was a big caver. Very made, very neat. Cement, straight. Kids, he's trying to climb out. There's nowhere to catch. He tries. He slips down. No, they did a good job with me. It's a caver. He's standing. He just can't get out. He's trying, screaming, yelling. After 5 minutes, he realizes he could scream from his mug and there's no one there. So, you know, I'll go to sleep. Tomorrow morning, after that, I'll scream. Someone will take me out. So he decides he goes to sleep. He's put himself in the corner there of the caver, and he hears someone is walking. He says, "You know, I will call. Maybe the guy will hear me." Before he knows, that guy falls in also. So he says, "You know what? I'll wait in the side. It's dark, pitch dark." And I was like, "Well, there's no lights. It's garbage. We'll see first what this guy does." So he said, "The guy doesn't know someone. They're screaming, yelling, trying, jumping, scratching half an hour." The second guy says, "Listen, there's nothing more to do about it. You know, I'll wait until tomorrow morning. I'll go to sleep. I go outside. Someone will take me out." So the first guy says to himself, "Listen, the man says, no point that both of us will sleep here. I mean, I can put my hands and I'll help the other guy to go. So the man says, I'm first, so he will help me. Maybe when I'm out, I'll manage to pull him. I'll call someone to help." So he decides, you know, he goes, he puts his hand on the other guy. The guy gives such a scream. In a second, he doesn't see the guy. The guy disappeared. He jumped out. He doesn't know how he made it. For half an hour, he tried to get out. That's it. He was scared from Boves. When he's scared from death, you climb out of wallows. So he said, he was telling the kids in the cheder, "If you Adam Kiyomus Maaya, for Enkes Alavar, it's too hard for me to learn. I can't make it. If you have to, you manage. If you have to, you manage. There's no Muslim I can't. Adam Kiyomus Maaya." Chafetz Chaim would say Alamol in a different way. What is Adam Kiyomus Maaya? Chafetz Chaim would say, if a person that will tell him, the doctors, you have 24 hours to live, what he will do? Sit to learn the tshuva, fix everything. Like these are things he has in life. The Fayyimi, Bez Hashem, Shaz Babli, Yerushalmi, Bez Hashem, Bez Hashem. I need to relax a little bit. I'm a Bez Hashem. If a person will feel he's going to die, I saw it printed last week somewhere, I forgot where I saw it. That was a person who came to America and he was working, but he kept Shabbos. I mean, they read biography on this person. He kept Shabbos, Mamish, Mesiris Nefesh. And he was working by a tailor. And that tailor was masking that, you know, until he found his tailor, he would work the whole week. Shabbos, he let him off. Then, when the war started, so the tailor got a big order from the American Army. So he had to have work even in Shabbos. He didn't want to lose this nice worker. So he told him, "I will triple your wage, but you have to work for me for Shabbos." He said, "I'm sorry, I don't work for Shabbos." He said, "I'm telling you, I'll triple your wage. I'm telling you, if you don't come for Shabbos, I'm firing you. You're not able to eat." He says, "I can't." It's a Friday before he leaves. The guy comes and calls him to the office. He says, "Listen, I don't understand you. You have a wage, you have a panasa, everything. You have a couple needles going in and out in the material. You want to lose everything. How you will live?" So he told his boss, "And if I will get up in the morning and I'll read in the newspaper that you died, so how I will live then? I'll have to manage. From my point, you're dead." For sure, the guy kicked him out of his place. So he knows there. Sunday he was going around, Monday, and then he met a friend of his that opened the company and needed a guy to work, and his salary there was 10 times more from what he got in this place. But Adam Kiyomus, a person will understand. The Olam Hazeh is not Negea. Alz is Dvorim Betehilim. Ein divrei Torah miskayimim, you have to remember, ela b'misha mei misatzmo yoleh. You have to be a mei misatzmo. If you're a mei misatzmo, then you're zoiche. So it's brought down in Sforim, asher lo oleh oil. Why the poor Aduma has to have shelo oleh oil? Well, it says if something sits on it, it's possible. Because the chefze from Egel was prikas oil. And porku anezomim was a prikas oil. So the first time asked a kasha, so if the chet is prikas oil, listen carefully, it's a tife vot. If the chet is a prikas oil, so the kapora has to have oil. Right? por adum asher lo oloy. I would think take a por adum that has oil as a kofal emarki gigis. No vacations, no left, no right. Garnished, had the jacket 24 hours, and this will be the oil. This is the kapore. To take a poro shelo le'or oil. This is the kapore. It's the opposite. So the Foshim say, there's no person in the world that doesn't have oil. The shayla, where is the oil? One guy is meshubet to his taiva. One is meshubet to his friends. They're going away for Shabbos. He doesn't want to feel behind. They're schmoozing outside. It's hard for him to leave the dira. He has oil. There's no prikas oil. Prikas oil happens when you switch the oil. When you switch the oil, then you have a problem. When you don't switch the oil, then you're okay. Then you're okay. The problem is when you have a prikas oil. Prikas oil. Prikas oil is not prikas oil. Prikas oil is a switching of the oil. Then the pasuk is mamshich. We have the chmei merivo. It's a hard parsha. ויורם מוישה סיודוי ויחס הסלע במתיו פעמיים וייצו מים רבים. We had twice a story with the Be'er of the water. We had one parsha in the beginning, Shmois, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes and Hashem tells him to hit the Sela. There is not even the Sela, it's to hit the Tzur. Anoichi nitzav lecho. Batsur, and they have water. They have a chumash. I just don't have a midbar. They have a chumash. Shmois Yudzayin. Shmois Yudzayin. We have a parsha. Some say that from there the Yisrael the head comes. Vayitzek el Hashem ma'ese lo'om hazeh. ויאמר אל מוישה עבור לפני האום, כך לא זה, ואינני אוהם לך לפני על הצור בחוירב, והקיסו בצור ויוצא ממנו מים ושוסו האום. י"ז ו"ו, אינני אוהם לפניך על הצור בחוירב, והקיסו בצור ויוצא ממנו מים ושוסו האום. ויסקין מוישה לאלי זקני ישראל. Happened. ביוס. ויאמר הקל ודיברתם אל הסלע ויאמר מוישה סיודה ויחס הסלע במתיו פעמיים וייצו מים רבים. So first of all, to the Meshechochme, it says ביוס כחס המעטה הקל הסעידו עתו וארי נוכיחו ודיברתם אל הסלע ונוסן מימוב. He will give water ויצייסו להם מים מן הסלע וישקיסו הסעידו והסבירום, and they will drink, and then the sheep. It's a kasha how a person is allowed to drink before the animal. Here it says, some say that the drinking is different. Taz. Vayigar Moshe samate, vayorim Moshe esmateyu, vayachas asela b'mateyu pa'amayim, vayitzu mayim rabim. So I did meshechoch, what does mayim rabim? First we say the first time a little bit came out, and more. So the meshechoch says, in the beginning Hashem didn't say mayim rabim. Venosan Meimov. Here in Shmois it doesn't say Maim Rabim. Here it says Maim Rabim. Why here it says Maim Rabim? Because like the Meshechochma in the beginning, it was only a little bit water. But Tzadikim, Oichlim Kimo Mizboach B'Meim. They don't have to have 5 gallons of water. One cup is enough. Mizboach B'Meim. Well, it came der chet, so then they were in a lower madrege. Then they had to have maim rabim. Then they had to have maim rabim. At the beginning, they didn't have to have maim rabim. So he says, this is the reason the beginning was Atov Beircho. In the beginning was a little bit of water, it was not even enough for the sheep. After the people drank, was left over for the animals. You have a siddur here? Please. So the Welt has a kasha from Tfilas Geshe. I'll explain to you why it's a double question. In Tfilas Geshe, we say, we daven for rain. We start. Schoir av nimshach acharecho kamayim, Tzavrom Avinu, birachto ike shosul al pal gemayim, gudanto yitzalto meishu mayim, Nimroid Urkazdim Schoira Noila de Psuras Yukach no Mat Maim, Es Yitzcho Sachto Hir Shochto Lishvach Domo Ikamaim. Then you have Yankev Zohar to an Makloi for over Yarden Maim, Es Yankev Ovinu Yichat Levig Aleven, he moved the stone Knevak Loisar Bolul Meishu Memaim. Then we start Moshe Rabbeinu Zohar Moshe Beteivas Goime Mina Maim Nomoi Doloi dolo vehashke tzoin maim. Sgulecho is tzomu la maim. When Klal Yisrael were thirsty, ala sela hach vayeitzu maim. To what time it goes? To the bad time or to the good time? Nechure, one time was a chet. Shmois, Hashem told him to hit. We're reminding the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu? So some want to say that this means the first time. The first time it's called Tzur. Here it's called Sela. There it says V'ikeso. Dos steht Hach. The song for sure learns that it goes. There's a song. Ala Sela Hach Hach. Ala Sela Hach Hach Hach. V'yeitzumayim Rabim. So first, hach hach is twice. The song learned that this goes on the second time. And also the song says, Vayetzu Maim Rabi. Meshechokma learns the Maim Rabi was only the time of the chet. So the mechaber of the nigun, ala sela hach hach, nigun in Beklal Yisrael, ala b'shiroshim. It's not, I think, Baruch HaGeva. It's under songs. So the shaila is, why we mention the chet? Why we mention the chet? The most ala tzur hach v'yeitzu mayim rav samach avos ala sela hach v'yeitzu mayim. This is a chet. It's not. We'll have to stop here.